Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of heightened energetic upgrades to embody, activate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide on this journey of activation. And I am fresh back from Ireland, and it was a very, very powerful trip. And this episode is about the sacred feminine mysteries, and in particular, the goddess called the Kaliach. And the Kaliach is an ancient mother goddess of the Celtic, Druidic, Welsh, Scottish, Irish areas. And she's far more ancient than her coming to the lands of Ireland and Scotland. She's a very, very powerful goddess, and she called me to her. She's been calling me to her, first through Crystal Alchemy Singing Bowl, and then even some of my sisters, my Magdalene sisters, and my Temple of Bridget sisters in Ireland were like, yeah, you have to go see the Kaliach. You have to go to her sacred site. And it was very, very exciting, and it was very activating. I really felt her energy guiding me, and I knew that the Crone Goddess Singing Bowl, the Alchemy Singing Bowl, was going to end up in one of my sister's hands. I just felt it. So it's, there's a weaving that is taking place now. There is a reactivation of old, ancient memories of the true coding of your DNA. And this is why we're talking about the sacred feminine mysteries and the Kaliach in particular. So the legend of the Kaliach describes her as a giantess, which is interesting because it seems like the Titans were also energies that were perceived in that grand scale, but also Pachamama is a dragon, Mother Earth. So it's a lot of this ancient energy that produced larger than life figures and therefore energies. So the Kaliach, her story, just a brief little story of her in the mythology, is that she carried stones on her in her apron, and her path was to basically jump from place to place in Ireland and I believe Scotland as well. And as she was jumping, as she was jumping from place to place to basically obtain ultimate power, she was dropping stones and forming the mounds and the stone circles in the different places. And before her last jump, where she would have completed her mission and achieved this power, she died. And there are many theories about what these ancient mounds in Ireland and the circles, the stone circles, were used for. But the mounds in particular are very ancient, particularly the Braemar Mounds in Ireland, and those have not been excavated, but it's ancient, and also they were thought to be lunar observatories. So if you go to Newgrange, if I'm not mistaken, Newgrange is aligned with the autumn equinox, or is it the solstice? But there are a lot of very, very intelligent alignments. And my sense of the Kaliach, so some people say, have this attachment to dividing the feminine in dark and light, shadow, light. That's not the feminine. I just have to say that, because the Kaliach, there was nothing dark about her. There is the hidden, there is the unseen, but it is not dark. And this has been coming through more and more since I returned. It's this seeing clearly what the true essence of an energy is versus what we see in the 3D world. The reason I say this is because in our physical world, we see everything in terms of the polarities, good, evil, light, dark. Everything is a duality. For every sign, Aries, this full moon that's coming up is in Aries, the counterbalance of that sign is Libra. And this is the way this physical human world was designed to work until the frequencies would be elevated once again, because we were at a higher frequencies before, and then the frequencies descended, and now the frequencies are rising again. Until such a time when the frequencies begin to rise again, where we experience a union. So only in this physical realm that we are evolving beyond, we are transcending, we are in the process of transcending, is there the distinction between light, dark, shadow, light, good, evil, etc. The feminine, the Shekhinah, the Sophia, whatever we call that creation energy, is not dualistic. There is no light or dark. There is no dark Shekhinah. There is no light Shekhinah. There is only Shekhinah, which is the infinite light of creation, which is the essence, the frequency that we experience here on earth of the divine, the feminine face of God, the feminine face that creates. It's the same with the Kaliach. So the Kaliach is the energy that is, she's known as the crone, she's known as the hag. And in our world, we tend to distinguish between the power of a woman, of the feminine, based on age. And it's actually been reversed in our more modern society, where the youthful maiden energy is the energy that has been propped up and put on a pedestal. That's the imagery I was shown. However, the feminine at her most powerful is the energy of the crone, of the hag, of the Kaliach. Because in that state, she is complete, she is sovereign, she is creation, she is holding the seeds of creation, and she knows what to do with them. So there's that aspect of wisdom and discernment coming into union. And this is what we are evolving to. We are evolving to a point where we can see that the separations that we perceive in the world are illusions. They are simply part of the game that we chose to experience so that we would wake up to the fact that we are infinite, that we are sovereign, we are infinite co-creative beings, and we are one with all that is and all that has been and all that will be. There is no separation. So in that space of infinite possibilities, this is the space of creation. This is the space of death, rebirth, transformation. Because the death of the Kaliach really is her transforming herself into another phase of creation. It is the transition from the hidden back to the seen. and then the seen to the unseen. And this is the energy and the frequency of creation. So there's a lot, we have been so misled to be afraid and to be fearful of aging, which that's an illusion. We have been taught to be fearful of the unseen, of what is not yet manifest in the physical realm. So if we don't see it, if we can't touch it, we don't believe in it. We have been so disconnected and so separated from ourselves and our true essence that we believe that we are separate. We believe that the harm done to another somewhere else is not the harm that is being done to us, because we don't see it, because we can't feel it. And that is so far from the truth of our essence, of our truth. And this is the great lesson, well, one of the lessons of the activation and the initiation by the Kaliach. It's the letting go. It's the liberating yourself from the rocks and stones and the boulders that you have taken on as your identity. You've taken them on as the story that you tell yourself and about your life and your mission and your purpose. And we attach so much weight and significance to the stories that we have inherited, not only from our lineage, but from society, from the media, from our friends, from whoever, doesn't matter. And oftentimes we think that we must get angry and we must clutch it back, when all we need to do is open ourselves to receive the light of creation. And when we receive this infinite light of the divine, we naturally and effortlessly purify those aspects of ourselves that need to be purified. There is no struggle. It's not a hardship. It's not aspects of it can be challenging, because letting go of those stories that you have held on to for years, decades, is challenging. But once we let it go, we are free, we are liberated, and we are activated and initiated into a new plane of existence. This is also where our intuition comes in. So many of us have been taught not to trust our intuition, that it's just mumbo jumbo, it's just nonsense. And yet your intuitive abilities are the greatest gift. And when you are in your wisdom years, in the frequency of the hag, the crone, the Kaliach, when you are in that stage, you naturally know, and you trust, and you have faith, and you allow. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to be ancient to access this wisdom. It just means you need to cultivate the inner awareness, the inner realms, to dream and to align with your inner knowing, to feel so safe and comfortable in your vessel, in your body, that you just allow the energy and the frequencies to flow through you. Because whenever we resist, whenever we brace ourselves for an impact, what we do is we create a blockage. Create a distortion, a dis-ease in the body that isn't meant to be there. But if we breathe into the changes, breathe into the activations, breathe into the places that are being shown to us, not with judgment, not with guilt, not with shame, but with acceptance and an open heart to forgive, to love, to hold yourself in the deepest compassion. This is where we can access this sacred, feminine, expansive energy of the crone, of the Kaliach, where we can just open and allow ourselves to be nurtured and nourished by the infinite mother, the one that is ancient, that has seen it all, done it all. She holds no judgment because she's been there. She's liberated herself of all of the trappings that other people put on her or that she put on herself. And she is fully embodied. And in that embodiment, we rebirth and transform ourselves. We know that we hold everything, all of creation we hold within. And it is the inner world. When we master the inner world, and by master I don't mean control. By master I mean understand. I mean align. Choose, have the wisdom and discernment to know the alignment that you are choosing. That is mastery. It's not control, manipulation, subjugation. All of that is that lower dense energy. The moment that you think you are in control, you are being deceived, because there is no control. Control is an illusion. This is why I keep reading this. This keeps coming across my periphery, my vision, that the wounded feminine manipulates and uses seduction to manipulate and obfuscate, while the wounded masculine uses aggression and control. Both are different controls, but one is inward, one is outward. However, when we unify ourselves, when we unify the polarities within, we unify with our light, with our soul, we know that when we are in those spaces, we are not in control. And we begin to laugh at ourselves when we sometimes fall back into those patterns, and then we remind ourselves, no, that's not the real. The true mastery is being in alignment with love, being in alignment with the heart, being grounded in your creation, knowing that you are infinite oneness, connected, interconnected, and interrelated to all things, all beings, all life. Everything is a mirror reflection of you. And that from that point, we transform. Then our vibration shifts to a higher dimension, to a higher, more expansive state, where we can freely express our light without fear, without shame, without guilt. Because this is the crone energy at its best. Just flies off and says what needs to be said. It's always from a heart-centered space. If you remember your grandmother, if you remember a great-grandmother, we know There was no filter. It was complete authenticity. And if it fell on deaf ears, it fell on deaf ears. If it was not well received, it wasn't well received. But it was authentic. It wasn't staged. There was no show. There was no here. I'm going to do this because I'm going to get that result. That's not true alignment or true service. To be able to be in service, to be in love, to be in union, to be yourself and show yourself as you are. No apologies. Grounded and centered in your creation, in your heart, in your alignment with the divine, and moving from there, from that standpoint, from the standpoint of knowing that we are infinite oneness and knowing that all that exists is infinite oneness as well. So there is no separation. This is what we delve into. And the more that we delve into these sacred feminine, divine feminine mysteries, into the unseen, into the inner depths of wisdom, the more we must be humble and know that to be a master means to know that you know nothing. You know nothing. Everything is in a constant state of unfolding. And that is very hard for the human ego personality to grasp and to wrap its mind around. But alas, we don't need the mind. The mind keeps you stale and contained. The soul expands. The soul is infinite expansion. The soul is light, and the energy of the Kaliach, as I felt her, is that energy of infinite expansion. It's that depths. She goes into the depths of your soul, of your being, and she purifies and alchemizes all that doesn't serve. She strips you bare so you may truly shine in your full radiance. And it is a very humbling and very powerful experience to feel how in the same moment you are expansive and have all this energy running through you, but in that same moment, you are humbled and you know that there's more layers to strip away. There's more stuff that doesn't serve. There's more beliefs. And we continue the unfolding, the unraveling of our soul essence. It's true alchemy. It's true transformation. And it's powerful and beautiful to be able to go within. And this is perfect for now as we are in the feminine months of the year. We are in the months that we go inward. We turn within so we can receive. We turn within so we can access the wisdom. We turn within to the unseen, the inner realms, so we may be rebirthed, renewed, transformed, alchemized. That is the energy of the Kaliach. It's not dark, it's not bad, it's not evil, it's not shadow. It's not a shadowy energy. There's no shadow. It's the darkness of creation, where there are infinite possibilities. It's the darkness of the womb, the void, the unseen, the hidden, the inner realms. Nothing to do with destruction or chaos or shadow. It's not duality. It's infinity. And I think that's a program that so many of us have to shed. The need to label ourselves. The need to go to one, be on one side or the other. The need to separate. When we separate ourselves from one another, we lose. Because at that moment, we are giving in to the game of duality and we are perpetuating this matrix that is dissolving. The true matrix, the true coding is what is being unveiled. And to access it, we must be willing to go into our inner depths. Go into the womb, go into the infinite cosmic womb, and from there we realign, from there we choose the alignment. We choose creation, we choose our light, we choose the soul. We choose to liberate ourselves of the karmas, of the traumas, of the labels, of the limiting beliefs, of all that we have called us. To invite a new awakening, a new, I guess the word is upgrade, because it is an upgrade, because the more that we strip away the layers that are not us, the more that we shine our light, and your light is so needed at this time. Letting go of the fears, letting go of the attachments, letting go of the stories, because in that letting go, we embody our sovereignty. We acknowledge our power, our true power, which has nothing to do with anyone else. It's simply our self-mastery. And the energy of the Kaliach, the energy of the grandmother, the energy of the crone, the energy of the hag, however we want to label it, it's that energy of the infinite feminine. The feminine that is ancient wisdom. And she codes your DNA. She activates your DNA. And she gifts you. She also, I connect her with Mother Anna, the grandmother of Yeshua, mother of Mary. And I connect her so much with mission, the Kaliach, just so we're clear. I connect her with embodiment. I feel her as embodied. I feel her as authentic, pure, expansive, sometimes abrasive, but genuine. She is the genuine essence of the feminine. She is the unseen. She is the earth, the dark earth beneath your feet that we connect to. She is in everything and everyone because she is all that is. She is creation. She is this is the energy of the feminine. The energy of the feminine, the divine feminine, is constant creation. This is what we're doing. This is our life. This is our essence, to constantly be in this ever-expanding spiral of expansion, of rebirthing ourselves, of dying and rebirthing. And dying is scary. Death is scary because it is the unknown, because it is the unseen, because we don't know who we will be on the other side. And because we're attached to the notions that we have become accustomed to. But the energy of the Kaliyah gives you the courage and the strength and the... And there's another word other than courage that's coming, but it's slipping my mind. Like, I can see it, but I can't say it yet. But she gives you that. She supports you in feeling liberating yourself and feeling empowered, feeling courageous, feeling fearless, letting go of the fear. So many of us are so attached to fear. Fear is in everything. It is in the media. It is everywhere. There's always something new to be afraid of. She allows you to be fearless, to know that you are infinite consciousness, infinite soul expressing. Therefore, there is nothing to fear. If you know you're infinite, if you know you are infinite light creation expressing, is there something to be afraid of? Not really. Because you know that you are connected to everything. So nothing is happening to you. Everything is happening with you. Everything is in a state of co-creation with you. Nothing is happening to you. And if nothing is happening to you, then there's no need to fear. But how controllable are you if you know that you are infinite? You're not controllable. And certain waning energies still wish to hold on to that illusion that is control. And when you liberate yourself, when you tune into the expansive self that you are, your infinite soul, align with the light of the divine, which is your soul, you know that there's nothing to fear. Sure, some programs may take a little longer to shake off, but you can slough them off. We don't need to hold on to what does not serve us. We don't need to continue to burn ourselves, to create pain by holding on to something that is not ours. If it is for you, it is you. There's no forcing. There's no demanding. There's no manipulating. There's no subjugating. There's no control. Because you know and trust that everything is flowing in the direction of your highest light, of the fullest, most authentic and radiant expression of your soul essence, of your light. This is what working with the energy of the feminine, of the Kaliyah, gifts us. Courage, that fearlessness, that authenticity, the rebirth, the transformation, the allowing the parts of yourself that are no longer in alignment rest, to be transformed into another form, and in essence to die. And there, from there you rise up like a phoenix from the ashes, ready to shine and share your brilliant essence. So I was very, very fortunate to have been sent off to Ireland by my beloved. He was like, no, you're going. I was like, okay, I'm going. And to have so many beautiful sisters and so many new friends that I met. So I'm very, very grateful for the time that I spent there, and I cannot wait to go back. We have a retreat that we are, that's in the works for August of next year, where we will connect more deeply with the land. And what was very interesting for me being in Ireland was I kept hearing the land welcome me back. And I was like, wait a second, I have maybe 2% Scot. I don't know how Scot got in my Latin lineage, but got himself in there. I'm assuming it's a him. But it just was very interesting to feel the land welcome me back. And it just felt like a hug. Like, it really felt like I was genuinely welcomed and at home and at peace. And the Kaliach also felt very activating and very, what's the word I'm looking for? She felt very ancient and powerful and mystical, and she was a very, very powerful initiation for me, and I'm deeply grateful for the time I spent there, and I cannot wait to go back. And let's see if there's anything else she wants to share. She's been with me the whole way, like going there and still. Be fearless. Choose your light, embody your light. Don't worry about the small stuff. So don't sweat the small stuff. Just choose. Choose your frequency. Choose your alignment. Shine. Shine. There is deep magic in your authentic expression of your soul, essence of your light. Don't be afraid of the dark, the inner depths of the soul. Be afraid of the wisdom that unfolds. If you need to fear, be afraid of not embodying. Be afraid of not living fully. Be afraid of not feeling. You are safe, you are held, you are protected. Allow yourself to be loved and nurtured by the Divine Mother. By the cosmic womb. Allow yourself to transcend the illusions of the 3D, the earthly realm. Transcend and rise into your full essence. Ahava. I thank you for joining me. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation for this episode. It is really beautiful. There's a lot of water energy too, a lot of cosmic womb energy, a lot of mermaids kept coming through to me as well. A lot of Lemurian energy. So it was very, very powerful recording it. And I do apologize that there was no episode last week, but I did not feel that what had been pre-recorded was right, and it just didn't feel like it wasn't resonating. After I had just come back from Ireland, I was just basically on my way back the day before, Thursday, and it just didn't feel right to share something because I had shifted myself from the trip, and I really needed to give myself some time to allow what wanted to come through to truly come through and not just stuff something because I need to produce a content. So my apologies. I know that this is still a new podcast, and you know, you guys are probably used to Hold the Shahinah, where I have so much on there that just came through so easily. This one seems to be a little more meticulous in the curation of the energies, and it's a higher octave of the frequencies that are being brought through than were before. Not saying that the previous ones were not powerful, just saying that it's a different iteration. I hope that makes sense. So if you enjoyed this, of course, subscribe, share, follow me on social media. You can find me at Aurea Lara, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A, or at Embodying the Shahinah on Instagram. And you can also check me out on YouTube, Aurea Lara, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A. And on these various platforms, I share mini sound activations, I share mantras, mudras, movement meditations, all kinds of goodies to support us during these times of energetic intensity. So have a blessed day of the goddess. I do hope you enjoyed this. Always feel free to drop me a note in one of my posts or however you choose. I really appreciate hearing your feedback. Have a blessed day of the goddess. Have fun connecting with the energies of the sacred feminine mysteries through the Kaliach. Blessings. Ah.